This is an iHeart podcast.
The Medal of Honor is the highest military decoration in the United States. Recipients have done the improbable, the unexpected, showing immense bravery and sacrifice in the name of something much bigger than themselves.
This medal is for the man who went down that day.
On Medal of Honor, Stories of Courage, you'll hear about these heroes and what their stories tell us about the nature of bravery. Listen to Medal of Honor on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Tuesday. And we're going to talk a little bit about that. Remember that fatigue we were just discussing when it comes to foreign aid and things like that? There are sometimes you read a story and it really reveals how deep the divide is in the two sides in this country. And we're about to touch on one of those in a moment. Then we'll get to stupid things like robotic coyotes. And yes, we're going to get to system membership cards and things like that. And the monsters still being monsters about the flood and all that other stuff. But the news, the media, obviously the American media, they work exclusively on behalf of the communist revolution. And therefore, anything that impedes the revolution, they object to, which is pretty revealing when you realize that. For instance, foreign aid. That's weird for them to love it, right? After all, the communist revolution's right here at home, but they love it. They absolutely love America spending its way into bankruptcy, and they love taking your tax money and handing it to other countries. The media loves it, which reveals that foreign aid is used for the communist revolution. It is. It is. Not just domestic, foreign, color revolutions across the country, across the globe, I mean. I saw this story from NBC News, and you and I both know exactly what they're doing. This is a story where NBC News and the Associated Press, I think they were the ones who originated it, they are doing the whole people are going to die because of Republicans, people are going to die because of Donald Trump thing. This is all just a smear campaign like they always do to make the right look bad and the left look good. This is the headline. As the U.S. abruptly ends support, Liberia faces empty health clinics and unplanned pregnancies. And these are the first two paragraphs. 5 months ago, Rosaline Fay, a 32-year-old farmer from the West African nation of Liberia, set off on a quest to find contraceptives. Fay and her partner have two daughters, and they barely make ends meet. Determined not to have more children, she went to a health worker in her village. But contraception pills, implants, and condoms had run out. Fay trekked for hours on red clay roads to the nearest clinics, but they had no contraceptives either. Then, this goes with the article. In Liberia, the American support made up almost 2.6% of gross national income, the highest anywhere in the world, according to the Center for Global Development. And that's what NBC News is reporting. Our divide is so deep, the American media will report on things they think make us look bad. And it only enrages me that it was ever going on to begin with. I went to work today to buy condoms for people in Liberia because no one's figured out how babies get made yet. Let me go ahead and repeat this. You went to work today and the government stole money out of your paycheck to buy condoms for people in Liberia because no one's figured out how to avoid getting pregnant there yet. You went to work today and the government took your money, and we, you and me, the American taxpayer, we made up 2.6% of the gross national income for Liberia. American money, your money, funding every freaking place on the planet. And the media reports on this, some sob story about some lady who can't keep her legs closed, and that's supposed to make me feel bad? That Faye or whatever her stupid name is? I'm sorry, Faye. I'm sorry you couldn't find abortion pills or birth control pills or rubbers courtesy of the American taxpayer. My heart's just breaking over here. You know what? People figuring out thousands of years ago how babies get made and how to avoid babies getting made. But apparently in Liberia, they require American taxpayer money to avoid that particular scenario. And I'm supposed to feel bad? It doesn't make me feel bad at all. It makes me feel full of rage that I ever had to fund any of this idiocy at all. But that is what the entire planet has gotten used to, and it's what the American media continues to push, that you, the American taxpayer, because we have things here in the country, because we are a wealthy nation, that you are somehow obligated to fund every single dirtball in this country and every single dirtball country around the planet. It's your responsibility, the American. No, absolutely not. Listen. I'm going to say something, and it's going to be controversial. But I think Liberia should be funded by Liberians. I know that's crazy. I know somehow through years and years and years of social conditioning that a lot of Americans have come to think that we somehow are obligated to fund every part of the planet. But I can't tell you how many, I'll tell you why I'm getting angry. Every time I read a story like this, I think back to all the emails you send me. You send me emails when you're struggling and it breaks my heart. Jesse, we're not making ends meet. Jesse, I had to take a second job. Jesse, I don't get to see my son's games anymore because I had to pick up weekend shifts. Jesse, I'm not making ends meet. And then I read a story that you've been funding rubbers for Liberians who can't figure out how to not get pregnant, and it makes me want to choke somebody. It does. It does. It fills me with rage. I'm going to move on because I don't want to be full of rage. I want to be full of happiness. I want to be full of Red Lobster Cheddar Bay biscuits, but that's not available to me right now. So don't shake your head, Chris. Chris, you have to admit the Cheddar Bay biscuits are legit. You've been to Red Lobster like once? Well, that's probably understandable, buddy, being as how it's all shellfish. I would hope that they do have fish in there, Chris, and I'm sure it's of the highest quality. I'm not so sure that it's kosher. Chris, is all fish kosher? That can't be right. I thought you people had like strict rules and stuff like that, right? Okay. Scales and fins. Okay, well, I'm sure Red Lobster's fish used to have that. Sure. I'm sure it used to have that. I don't know that I would totally trust the process in the kitchen for whatever chef. I'm sure you have to keep stuff separate. You do? You have to keep stuff separate? Yeah. I don't know that you should really go to Red Lobster, but I'm not, as much as I love them, I'm not sure that they would do that for you. And I'm reasonably sure the waiter would tell you that they were doing that. Would it actually happen? I'll put it to you this way. My first official job was dishwasher, as you know. I had my first unofficial job when I was 14. I wasn't old enough to get a job yet. I worked at my buddy's car wash, as you know. He owned a car wash. Well, his dad owned a car wash, and he paid me under the table because I wanted to work. I've always wanted to work. I like working, and I wanted to get paid. My first official job after I turned 15 was dishwasher. It was at a restaurant called the Apple Tree in Bozeman, Montana. It's not there anymore. You can look it up all you want. Last time I was in town, it turned into some sorry Mexican restaurant, which I'm sure is garbage. What does Montana know about Mexican food? There aren't even enough Mexicans there. Either way, I'm working at Apple Tree as a dishwasher. So I'm back there in the kitchen area, kind of. I'm isolated, which made the job bad, but I'm isolated. Somebody sends back a cheeseburger because they had ordered a cheeseburger without cheese. Now, automatically, I think less of this person anyway. Who would order a cheeseburger without cheese? But that's neither here nor there. They had told the waitress, hey, cheeseburger, no cheese. Okay. The chef gets annoyed by this, that he had put cheese on it. Either the waitress screwed up or he screwed up. I don't know why he would be annoyed, but gets annoyed by it. And you know what he did? I watched him do it with my own two eyes. He took the burger patty off the bun, walked over to the sink, pulled out the faucet. I had one of those detachable faucets, and sprayed the cheese off of the burger patty into the sink, threw the burger right back on the bun, right out to the table it went. I know, Chris, it was nasty. I remember sitting there mortified, and we could have one meal a day from the restaurant. I just had waffles. I made no special request. Just make me a waffle of some kind. I just want a waffle. I'm going to talk about robotic coyotes. Before we talk about that, let's talk about system membership cards again. Before we get to that, let's talk about your dog. We love our dogs. I love mine, even though he's an idiot. I love him. Everybody loves him. And you know what everybody comments on? Not only the fact that he's the most affectionate dog in history and a moron, they talk about his coat. Oh, his coat looks so good. What do you feed him? What do you feed him? His coat looks so good. His coat looks so good because he actually gets nutrition. It's not magic. If he only ate dog food, his coat wouldn't look like that. But because we sprinkle Rough Greens on his food, Fred gets real, genuine nutrition. Rough Greens can't make him smarter. Nothing can, but it can help him live longer. It can help his mood. It can help his coat, his breath. Free Jumpstart trial bag for your dog at 833-33-MY-DOG or roughgreens.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Tuesday. Remember, you can email the show, and you should, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. That's such a great song when the levee breaks, except you know what? I was playing it the other night on the speakers around the house. We were jamming out, and my mother actually said, "What is this horrible song?" I don't understand. I know, Chris. I know. I about came unglued. I told her, that's as American as apple pie. Even though Led Zeppelin definitely wasn't American. And so we've had this talk before about system membership cards, but I realize we're on a bunch of new stations now, and so maybe people won't know what I'm talking about. First, what is the system? Well, it's what I call all of our institutions now that they've all been conquered by the same sick demonic religion of communism, and they all work together. Institutions actually should be separate and should oppose each other a lot. The media should not be joined with Hollywood and should not be joined with the FBI and should not be joined with the CIA, the education system. But those should all be separate institutions. They all got conquered by the filthy communists. They all work together. And now that's what I call the system. And in communist systems, which that's, I'm not going to say that's what we have, but we have really a soft communism. In communist systems, you really need to be allowed to become a party member. You need to be a party member to better your life. In everyone, in China, Cambodia, East Germany, whatever. If you were not a member of the Communist Party, what you've done is you have capped how much money you can make. You've capped the kind of work you can do. You need that party membership to get that good job, to get that, you need it. They're always like that. In one-party-controlled systems, that's what it is. Ours is more of a soft system that way, but it very much works the same way. Maybe you're into superhero movies. Maybe you've been looking forward to that Superman movie that comes out. I'm not going to go see it because of all this stuff, but maybe you're into it. And maybe you're wondering why these people, the directors, the producers, this is one of the actors in it. Why do they say things like this when they know, they absolutely know this is going to turn people off. This is going to hurt the movie at the box office.
It is exactly what the movie is about, I think, that like we support our people, you know? We love our immigrants. We love, yes, Superman is an immigrant. And yes, the people that we support in this country are immigrants. And if you don't like that, then you're not American.
People hear an actor say that and they say he's going to kill the bottom line of the movie. Yeah, that's true. But you know what he's doing. He is updating his system membership card. He is going to get another gig, another lucrative gig, because he said that publicly. I actually saw an actor, director, producer, wonderful guy, Nick Searcy, a friend of mine, actually said he was talking about this yesterday. He said these guys will say things like this, and they don't care that it's going to kill the bottom line of the movie, because the next director, the next producer, who's a dirty communist just like this guy, watches him say that, and it guarantees him his next gig. Guys like Nick Searcy, James Woods, anyone else in Hollywood who's even kind of sniffed with being on the right, they are cut off. You never see them in movies. They're never welcome back. Your career is over. As second you come out as being someone on the right, you have surrendered your system membership card, bank account empty, all your opportunities dry up. You are toast. Why would you say something that destroys the bottom line of the movie that's about to come out? Because that's how you get your next gig. System membership cards are a real thing. You see, every time you see somebody who lacks talent on TV, you'll notice that person usually is the biggest communist suck up in the world. Stephen Colbert is the first one that comes to mind, but there are many. Stephen Colbert hasn't been funny in years. He does a late night comedy show. It's supposed to be funny. It's not funny. He's just not very good at comedy. Well, he wants the $10 million a year. I'm sure he makes that. I know, isn't that crazy? He wants that money. What do you do if you're not funny? You can't just make yourself be funny. Some people aren't funny. Well, just make sure your system membership card is up to date. That's why he was doing dance routines encouraging people to take the COVID vaccine. Was that the most embarrassing thing you've ever seen on television? Yes, of course it was. Why would you do that? Why would you humiliate yourself like that? Why would you constantly take a comedy show and go on these long anti-Trump rants? You have every Democrat on. Oh, it's AOC tonight. Why would you do that? Because you're not funny and you like making $10 million a year. The only way to keep your system membership card up to date, if you're not funny or valuable to the system in other ways, is to bend down and lick the boots of the people who write your check constantly. That's why they say things like this.
It is exactly what the movie is about, I think, that like we support our people, you know? We love our immigrants. We love, yes, Superman is an immigrant. And yes, the people that we support in this country are immigrants. And if you don't like that, then you're not American.
Look, I'm glad he said it. Saves me $40 on movie tickets. Movie tickets aren't cheap anymore. Yeah, Chris said, am I going by myself? Like, you drop $150 going to the movies anymore if the kids want food and stuff? So, I mean, it's a relief for me, and not just because of relief factor. You see, what, Chris? Relief factor is the ultimate relief. It's relief from pain. What don't you do that you used to do? Because now when you do it, it hurts. Are you a golfer? A fisher? Are you weird like Chris and you do like woodworking stuff? What don't you do that you used to do? What if you could start that again without pain? Relief Factor is 100% drug-free. It is a supplement. Stop ignoring the pain. Stop masking it and stop avoiding the things that you love in life. Call 1-800-4-RELIEF and try it for 3 weeks and watch your pain disappear. ReliefFactor.com or 1-800-4-RELIEF. You'll be back to woodworking like Chris in no time. We'll be back.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Tuesday. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Let's do a couple of these emails, shall we? Hey, Jesse, have you talked about the Brave Hump pilots? No, I didn't know Kamala went to flight school. No, I'm kidding. The Hump pilots, actually, I've never done that history. This lady says, my dad survived and came home, but didn't talk about it much. I am going to do a Hump pilot history at some point in time. If you don't know what that is, in World War II, supplying people was a nightmare, especially in Asia. The Japanese, they'd seized so many different routes where you could supply people, supply them. And so we came up with an air supply, that's a great band, an air supply system where we would fly supplies in, only we had to fly the supplies over the Himalayas. That may sound easy. It is insanely dangerous. Insanely dangerous. And so many men died, lost their lives trying to fly the Hump. It was called the Hump, trying to get over the Himalayas. It's a story most people don't know about, but probably worth doing sometime. I should. Jesse, as much as we enjoy the scalps we're getting with corn and Antilles, do you think this will backfire? Is this the deep state's way of putting the Senate majority in play to stop Trump? I love the show. Okay, so he's talking about getting rid of useless idiot GOP senators like John Cornyn, who I think is going to lose his primary, and Tom Tillis, who announced he's retiring. And it's a valid question. It's a valid concern. Hey, I don't like Tom Tillis, but North Carolina's not that red. It's kind of purple. They got a Democrat governor. If we lose Tom Tillis, then what if we get a communist in there? That concern with John Cornyn is not quite as valid, so I'll focus on Tom Tillis. A Republican is going to win the U.S. Senate seat in Texas. Texas is not only red, Texas has gotten redder. Year after year after year, people threaten that Texas is going to go blue, Texas is going to go blue. Democrats really believed that, so they started pouring money into Texas, millions and millions of dollars, and they've never been able to cross the hump. They've never been able to actually do that. They've never been able to flip it. Texas is going to stay red. So when Ken Paxton beats John Cornyn in the primary, unless John Cornyn drops out, Ken Paxton's going to be the next U.S. senator. All right. So set Texas aside. That's a valid concern about Tom Tillis. I don't like him. You don't like him. But if we lose him, what if it goes Democrat? It's fair. But let me explain. This is exactly how the useless rhino establishment GOP has held GOP primary voters hostage for ages. There are so many Republicans in the House of Representatives and in the United States Senate whose constituents are sick of them. They're angry. They would like to replace them with someone else. But the second a good option rises in the primary, that's the message the swamp carries out. Okay, I know he's far to the right of me, but he can't win the general. He can't win the general election. Do you want a Democrat in there? Do you want a Democrat in there? I have heard this. I have seen this for years and years and years and years. Unless you keep me, useless swamp rat, in this seat, a Democrat's going to win. I'm the only one that can hold the seat. And I'm not even saying that that's never true. Sometimes it is true. In fact, in places like Maine, there's a reason you don't ever hear me go off on Susan Collins of Maine. Susan Collins will screw us over on the right all the time. She will vote with Democrats all the time. But you don't ever hear me aim fire at her, do you? I aim my fire at solidly red state senators who can be replaced. Maine is not a red state. Maine is a blue state. And Susan Collins, she legitimately is the best we can do. When I'll go off on Mike Rounds or Lindsey Graham or any of these other people, you will email in a lot and you'll say, well, you're forgetting about Susan Collins. No, I'm not. That's probably the best we can do. South Carolina can do better. Texas can do better. Alabama, Louisiana, North Dakota, South Dakota, Iowa, gosh, Iowa, Utah. That those states can elect anybody. All you have to do is survive the primary as a Republican, and you're getting in. It's like the Democrat primary in California. You don't ever have to stress the Republican in some kind of statewide race. Whatever Democrat wins the primary is going to win the seat. The election is essentially over when the primary is over. That's what it's like in South Carolina. Come on, Lindsey Graham, Tim Scott. My goodness, what's in the water down there in South Carolina? Anyway, U.S. Army deploys robotic coyotes to protect fighter jets and infrastructure from wildlife threats. So these are apparently, they call them life-size plastic coyotes, and they guard things like the Blue Angels, you know, the Navy pilots, those incredible pilots and do that. I'm just so disappointed in the waste in our government. And it's not that I'm angry that we have robotic animals, but a coyote? Coyotes are lame. Coyotes aren't even, I know, Chris, they're so small and gangly, and it's just kind of this nasty rat scavenger of an animal. And I know they can get up in packs and they can tear things up, and I understand that, but why can't we have robot bears? If the military is now, listen, Chris, if the military is going to sink money into robotic animals, how about a gorilla? I think a robotic gorilla would come in quite handy. I can think of many uses for a robotic gorilla. Like I said, a robotic bear, a robotic lion, a robot. Somebody actually sunk money into one of the lamest animals in the animal kingdom, a robot coyote. I want a refund. Where's Pete Hegseth? You know what? I'm going to send him a text. I have his cell phone. I'm going to send him a, you know what? I am. I'm going to send him a text right now while we're on the air. I'm sending it. Sorry, Pete. It's coming. Pete Hegseth, there he is. Robot coyotes are so lame, period. You should be ashamed of yourself. Send. I had to let him know, Chris. Look, we have to have standards, right? We're always talking about raising the standards in the military, how we want the best and how we want the brightest and how we're going to weed out all the non-hackers. Is there a non-hacker worse than a coyote in the animal kingdom? They just kind of scurry around. The only thing they even bully are rabbits, although Fred probably would get bullied. Fred is bigger than a coyote, but Fred would 100% get eaten by one. He would. He would get eaten by one. He would not even understand what was happening until it was too late. We should move off of this and talk about Chinese farmland. We should talk about AI imposters. Next. It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on what has been a wonderful Tuesday. If you missed any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Still haven't heard back about the robot coyotes. In case you're wondering, I will keep you posted every step of the way. Now, We're also banning Chinese investors. Trump administration should be applauded for it. Chinese investors from purchasing farmland. That's a good thing. Maybe you're wondering why I didn't bring up news that dropped a couple hours ago. I saw it that Brennan and Comey are under FBI criminal investigation right now. I don't trust it. I'll put it that way. That's why. There. That's as much as I'm going to talk about it until I learn more. I am very, very distrustful. Call me when somebody's under threat of going to prison. I'll put it to you that way. I will love that. But my entire life, I have wanted government people to go to prison for the crimes they commit. And it's pretty much never happened. Ever. Especially from these agencies, FBI, CIA. Those people are more deserving of prison than half the mafia figures in this country. And they never go. They're untouchable. Call me when it moves along. It's going to take more than a quick announcement to get me all lovey-dovey over it. If it's real, fine. We'll see. I know this. My retirement's going to be okay because of Goldco. That's what I know. What, Chris? That's part of this. We're still blowing up the debt, the deficit. That's what's crazy to me. Everybody who can do math knows there is a debt disaster coming. A bomb will go off at some point in time. You cannot carry debt like this. And everybody knows it, and no one wants to stop it. No one will stop it, ever. Not Republicans, not Democrats. You better make preparations. You better get a hold of Goldco and let them fortify your retirement. Let them get some physical gold or silver in your hands. You know, get this. You know you could qualify for up to 15 grand in bonus silver, maybe even more. Can't do it unless you call them. They'll give you a free 2025 gold and silver kit, I should note. Just call them for it. Say, hey, I want free kit. 855-817-GOLD. Or go to jessielikesgold.com. At least get the free kit. I mean, even Chris will get that. It's free, after all. Did you see Rubio? Well, not Rubio, but a Rubio imposter used AI-generated voice and text messages to text foreign ministers, high-ranking foreign officials. I brought this up not because the individual story is, you know, earth-shaking, but we're not going to be able to trust anything very, very shortly. You're going to look at video of someone speaking, and it's all going to be fake. It's all going to be AI. Pictures are already there. I mean, pictures are way past there. I told you, because I'm 43 going on 83, I looked up a trailer for a movie, and I was showing my sons, and they both mocked me. They said, Dad, that's not the real trailer. It's AI. It looked totally real to me. I don't know. We are not going to be able to trust a single thing. And I don't know that anybody, myself included, has fully digested the impacts that's going to have on society. Speaking of digesting things, let's listen to Stacey Abrams.
It just happened in Texas. The fact that they slashed the National Weather Service, whether or not that was the direct proximate cause of those deaths, the fact that we're having that conversation is the issue. Mm-hmm. The fact that we aren't sure is the problem. And so we need to hold to what we deserve. We should not be dissuaded, especially as black women, as women of color, people of color. We should not be convinced that we don't have power. They are mad at us for a reason. There are enough of us that we can change the outcome of elections, but also change the outcome of power.
She even had to throw in the race thing. She got all the boxes checked. Anyway, that's the bad. Here's the good. Listen to J.D. Vance. I like J.D. Vance.
When states, and of course we're in one right now, start handing out these benefits to illegal aliens, they cheapen the very meaning of citizenship. And a nation that refuses to make that distinction will not stay a nation for very long.
Isn't it so refreshing to finally have people on the right speak like this? to finally know we're done. We're slowly being done with the James Lankford types. Oklahoma still has a job to do in 2028, but we're slowly done with these types. We're moving on from these useless Republican politicians who have sold us out and sold and given our country away to every foreigner out there. Now, this is the sector chief, Greg Bovino, blasting L.A. Mayor Karen Bass. I don't work for you.
The federal government is not leaving L.A. I don't work for Karen Bass. The federal government doesn't work for Karen Bass. We're going to be here till that mission's accomplished, as I said, and better get used to us now because this is going to be normal very soon.
He sounds like a guy who loves his job. He's a guy. What, Chris? Tell me that doesn't sound like a guy who wakes up and he thinks, man, I'm going to deport some foreigners today. He does. Just listen. It's written all over his voice. I respect it.
The federal government is not leaving L.A. I don't work for Karen Bass. The federal government doesn't work for Karen Bass. We're going to be here till that mission's accomplished, as I said, and better get used to us now because this is going to be normal very soon.
I'm here to chew bubble gum and deport Mexicans, and I'm fresh out of bubble gum. I love this guy. What, Chris? That's great. I enjoy it. It's seriously.
And now
here's a headline.
Go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
More countries paying women to have babies. We all do that. It's called marriage. Alaska Democrats turn on Lisa Murkowski. Oh. What a shock. Lisa Murkowski's managed to make everybody mad. What a horrible woman. Hamas places bounties on American aid workers. You know, at some point in time, when your entire society's been laid to rubble, you should probably stop issuing these threats to everybody and just kind of hunker down. Germany summons Chinese ambassador over Red Sea labor incident. I don't know why. I just love that headline. It kind of sounds like a Tom Clancy novel. I totally enjoy it. Lasers. What, Chris? Those are deadly. Democrat mocks drowned white Christian kids and blames cancel culture and cries sour grapes after being fired. These communists, especially these communist women, they can't control their mouths and they can't control their emotions. And so they routinely go on social media and say the most despicable things in the world. And then they look around shocked when they get fired. It's great. Trump says U.S. to impose 50% copper tariff. Pharma levy may hit 200%. August 1st, all this stuff's coming. We'll see how it goes. I will see you tomorrow. That's all.
The Medal of Honor is the highest military decoration in the United States. Recipients have done the improbable, the unexpected, showing immense bravery and sacrifice in the name of something much bigger than themselves.
This medal is for the man who went down that day.
On Medal of Honor, Stories of Courage, you'll hear about these heroes and what their stories tell us about the nature of bravery. Listen to Medal of Honor on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart Podcast.